Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're working on a new series we've begun about the power in learning to praise God continually. About the power in learning to acknowledge God in the face of life's impossible circumstances. Psalm 50 verse 23 says, "Whoso offers praise glorifies me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him my salvation." By praising God, I'm not talking about singing. I'm not talking about musical instruments. I'm not talking about what you do when you feel good and everything is going well. I'm talking about acknowledging God in the face of trouble. To praise someone in its most basic form means to talk about who they are, their character, and to talk about what they do, their works. When you talk about who God is, his goodness, his mercy, his power, and when you talk about what he does, he delivers his people, he helps his people, that's praise to God. It magnifies God. It makes him bigger in your eyes, which increases your faith, which opens the door to his help in your circumstance, because he works in our lives by his grace through our faith. Now, we're specifically looking at a situation in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. It's a real account of real people who got real help from God in a really bad situation. And we are told that they defeated their enemy through praise to God. Judah, the southern portion of the kingdom of Israel, was facing an attack by an overwhelming military force. Three armies had joined together to come against them. The people were afraid, and King Jehoshaphat proclaimed a fast and gathered the people together, and they prayed. We've already made the point. They did not start out with the problem. They started out with the bigness of God, how big he is. They remembered his past help in similar circumstances, and they remembered his promise of future provision and help. And then they said, "We don't know what to do, but you do, and we've come to you." And he spoke to them through his prophet and told them, "I will help you. I will fight for you." Now, yesterday we began to focus on one specific thing that he said to them, and we'll examine it all in more detail over the next couple weeks. But he told them two times through his prophet, "Fear not, be not dismayed. Don't be afraid, don't be dismayed." And we left off making the point that we feel fear when we're threatened by something that is greater than the power and the resources available to us. But for a Christian, there's nothing that can come against you that is bigger than God and his power. Those aren't just church words. This is reality as it truly is. And when you begin to praise God in the face of the trouble, by praise God, I mean when you begin to proclaim and acknowledge the fact that this thing you're facing isn't bigger than God, he is magnified in your eyes and your fears lessen. See, that's praise to God. When you look at your trouble and go, God is bigger than you. God is way bigger than you. And God is more powerful than you. And God knows how to deal with you. I just praise God right there, friends. That's praise to God. Now, we left off making this point. I stopped at a really bad place yesterday. So let me make the point I wanted to make. One of the most effective ways to deal with fear is to look at the worst thing that could possibly happen in your situation and ask yourself, is it bigger than God? This is how I live my life. I told you yesterday, I don't teach anything I don't actually do myself. When I learned to do what I'm about to share with you, it revolutionized some areas of my life. It so relieved fear. I can't even express it. I began to ask myself, when trouble would arise, what is the worst thing that can happen here? And then I'd ask myself, is this bigger than God? Is it bigger than God? And of course, the answer is always no, because nothing can come against me that's bigger than God. Now, hold that thought for a minute. Let's go back to Judah. What was the worst thing that could have happened to them? Well, they could have been defeated by this huge military force, and they could have all died. The worst thing that could happen is they could have all died, and their nation been conquered by this enemy force. As awful as that is, it's not bigger than God. It's not bigger than God. Now, I could do whole lessons on this, but consider one point. We are eternal beings. Even when you die, you don't die. Your body dies temporarily, but you go into another dimension, either heaven or hell, depending on what you've done with Jesus in this life. For those who know the Lord, the greater and better part of our existence is ahead. This life is tiny. Even if you live to be 100 years old, that's nothing in comparison with forever. See, the greater and better part of our existence is ahead. First, in the present invisible heaven, it's in another dimension. You leave your body behind and you go into heaven. And then when Jesus comes back, he's bringing heaven to earth. We'll be reunited with our original body, resurrected from the grave, made new, made immortal, made incorruptible, and will live on this earth forever. Earth made new. Whole cans of worms for another day. But here's my point. Even a lifetime of suffering is nothing in comparison to what's ahead. Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verse 18, the sufferings of this life don't begin to compare with what's ahead for us. Every person who lived through this circumstance described in 2 Chronicles here, this incident, everybody who lived through this has been dead for almost 3,000 years. Whether they got killed on the battlefield or whether they lived to be 99 and died in their bed, everybody dies. None of them are upset now with what happened that day. If they're in heaven, and if they knew the Lord, they are. None of them are upset about what happened. Now, I'm not arguing for trouble and suffering and death. I'm talking about having the right perspective as you face life's troubles. Even the worst case scenario, you die. It's not bigger than God. The minute you step out of your body into heaven, it's all forgotten. And then you got the hope of reunion with your body and a return to earth, to live on earth as it was always meant to be. See, looking at your problems from this vantage point will help you deal with the fear, because the worst thing that could happen is not bigger than God. And it will enable you to deal with your situation with praise to God, which opens the door to his help in your situation. See, so much of our reaction to life's trials is fear masquerading as faith. We've developed this weird theology that if we don't say anything negative, we'll be okay. But that comes from denying the problem or pretending we're not afraid. And neither one of those is faith. But when you look at the situation, and the worst case scenario, and begin to proclaim, this isn't bigger than God. You're magnifying God. He gets bigger in your eyes. The fear backs up a bit, and you're moving toward a place of faith, which opens the door to his power in your circumstance. See, if you're facing trouble, you're facing trouble. You don't have to deny it. You have to recognize it's not bigger than God. Now, God also told his people and us, in the face of catastrophic circumstances, be not dismayed. Fear not, be not dismayed. He told Jehoshaphat and Judah two times in the face of an overwhelming, impossible, potentially catastrophic circumstance, fear not and be not dismayed. Dismayed comes from a word that means to be shattered. Don't be afraid, don't be shattered. In other words, don't fall to pieces. Let me read you a couple of translations. Do not fear or lose heart at the sight of this vast multitude. That's the New American Bible. Be not afraid, neither be discouraged. That's Berkeley's translation. Do not be afraid, do not be daunted. That's the Jerusalem Bible. See, God told them, don't lose hope. Don't lose hope, basically. Don't go to pieces. Don't be overwhelmed by this. Don't be discouraged. Don't lose hope. There's no such thing as a hopeless situation for a Christian because we serve the God of hope. Romans 15:3 calls God the God of hope. The Bible is filled with numerous examples of people, real people, in impossible situations where the God of hope stepped in with a solution that brought deliverance to them and maximum glory to him and maximum good to multitudes and genuine good out of genuine bad. We could do whole lessons on that. See, there's no such thing as a hopeless situation. And much of what's written in the Bible was written to give us hope, to give us reason to expect good in this life and in the life to come. Even irreversible circumstances are temporary in the hands of the God of hope. Even death is temporary. Your body temporarily goes into the ground. You go to heaven. You. And you will be reunited with your original body to live on this earth again. Even irreversible circumstances are temporary in the hands of God. Whole lesson for another day. But there's coming a day of reunion and restoration and recompense and reversal of all of life's injustices. There's coming a day like that for all who know the Lord in the life to come. Therefore, no matter what's coming against you, it's not bigger than God. No matter what's coming against you, it's temporary when you look at it in terms of eternity. See, we fulfill this command. We are commanded to fear not nor be dismayed when we face impossible odds. We fulfill this command to fear not and be not dismayed by praising the Lord, by acknowledging him through talking about who he is and what he has done, is doing, and will do. You've been commanded to praise God. It's your duty before Almighty God. You need to recognize that. Because I tell people, praise the Lord, this has so revolutionized my life. I can't really, it'd take me a week just to explain all the ways this has helped me. To praise God, acknowledge him no matter what I'm facing, and to recognize no matter what I'm facing, it's not bigger than God, and it's all temporary and subject to change by his power, either in this life or the life to come. I have people tell me, you don't know what I'm dealing with and you don't know how I feel. Oh, you're exactly right. I don't know what you're dealing with and I don't know how you feel. But none of that changes the fact that you're obligated to praise your Lord and Savior no matter what's going on in your life, and it'll help you. More tomorrow.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619. 19.